Welcome to Torah Limecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mira Ozarowski, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim Perek Peivav 86. Perek 86 is unique within the third book of Tehillim, which we have been studying together, as it is the only chapter attributed to David HaMelech. Nearly all the other Mizmorim in the section are written by Asaf and Bnei Korach. Before delving into its content, it is worth pausing to consider why is it placed here. The Gemara in Brachot 9b states, Amar Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmini, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Mipnei ma tiknu chamisha sifrei sfarim b'Tehillim? Why was Tehillim divided into five books? And the answer is, Keneged chamisha chumshei Torah, corresponding to the five books of the Torah. Ma Torah chamisha chumashim, just as the Torah has five books, Av Tehillim chamisha sfarim, so too, Tehillim has five books. This teaching highlights that Tehillim is not just a random collection of prayers and praises, but a structured, divinely inspired work with deliberate themes and placement. Each section of Tehillim reflects a specific message and is arranged with intention. The third book of Tehillim grapples with divine justice, national suffering, and the tension between despair and hope. Asaf's Mizmorim express the struggle to understand Hashem's ways and the call for tshuva and a renewed relationship with Hashem, while Bnei Korach's contributions, particularly Mizmor 84, which longs for connection to Hashem in the Beit HaMikdash, and Mizmor 85, which speaks of tshuva and divine forgiveness, complement these themes. At this pivotal moment, David HaMelech inserts himself with Perek 86, Peivav. It is as if he is saying, I have entrusted my colleagues, Asaf and Bnei Korach, to express the profound struggles of this book, but I want to personally affirm every word. This is my haskama, my seal of approval. However, David does more than just validate these ideas on a national level. He personalizes them. He relates to the collective suffering of Bnei Israel through his own experiences of hardship and longing for Hashem's presence. He too has experienced suffering at the hands of his enemies. He too has felt distant from Hashem and yearns for divine closeness. Moreover, David's individual tefillah in Perek 86 serves as a bridge to Perek 87 to Pei Zion, which envisions Tzion, Yerushalayim, as the spiritual center of the world. Until now, both David and the nation have endured the mockery of the wicked and the persecution of the nations, but in the future, these very nations will recognize Hashem's rule and turn to Tzion as a source of wisdom and holiness. Through this placement, Tehillim charts a journey from personal suffering in this Perek, Perek 86, to a vision of universal redemption in Perek 87, reinforcing the overarching theme of Sefer Gimel, the third book of Tehillim, the struggle to understand divine justice, the hope for restoration, and the certainty that Hashem's rule will ultimately be acknowledged by all. Let's take a look at the Pesukim inside. In the first section, Pesukim Aleph to Zayin, David pleads for Hashem to answer his tefillot. Hat Hashem aznecha, incline your ear, Hashem, aneni, answer me, ki ani ve'evyon ani, for I am poor and needy. David begins with an expression of humility. This double language of ani ve'evyon, poor and needy, reflects not only his physical struggles, but also his recognition of spiritual dependence on Hashem. Pasuk Bet, Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani, guard my soul, for I am devout. Hoshea avdecha, save your servant, atal kei haboteach ilecha, save your servant who trusts in you, you are my God. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3, Chunini Hashem, be gracious to me, Hashem, ki ilecha ikra kol hayom, for to you I call all day long. Pasuk Dalet, Sameach nefesh avdecha, gladden the soul of your servant, ki elecha Hashem nafshi asaf, for to you, Hashem, I lift up my soul. These psukim reflect David HaMelech's deep personal plea for Hashem's protection and kindness. He emphasizes his trust and his devotion, portraying himself as Hashem's servant, who relies completely on divine mercy. Ki ata Hashem tov v'saleach, for you, Hashem, are good and forgiving, v'rav chesed l'chol korecha, and you're abounding in kindness to all who call upon you. David here expresses confidence in Hashem's mercy, showing that even as he davens for deliverance, he acknowledges Hashem's kindness and justice. Hazina Hashem tefilati, Hashem, listen to my prayer, v'akshiva v'kol tachnonotai, and pay attention to the sound of my supplications. Pasuk Zayin, b'yom tzarati ekrecha, on the day of my distress, I call to you, ki ta'anini, for you will answer me. This unwavering belief in Hashem's responsiveness and compassion is a central theme of this parak. Pesukim Chet to Yud 8-10, David talks about Hashem's greatness. In kamocha be'elohim Hashem ve'in k'ma'asecha. There is none like you amongst the gods, Hashem, and there are no deeds like yours. David explains that the reason why he knows he can count on Hashem is because Hashem has the unique ability to do so. Hashem alone controls the world. He says in the future, the other nations will also recognize Hashem's greatness. Kol goyim asher asito, all the nations that you have made, yavo v'yishtachavu l'necha Hashem, they will come and bow before you, Hashem, v'chabdu l'shmecha, and they will honor your name. V'sagyod ki gadol ata v'osen nefla'ot, for you are great and perform wonders, ata elokim levadecha, you alone are God. David HaMelech foresees a time when all nations will recognize Hashem's complete control over the world. Yavo v'yishtachavu, the nations will not only acknowledge Hashem, but they will bow in submission, accepting his authority over the world. In the next verse, David explains why this universal recognition will happen. Ki gadol ata v'osen nefla'ot, Hashem is great and performs wonders. His miraculous intervention in history will be undeniable. This theme aligns with the next parak, chapter 87, where the nations of the world will not only acknowledge Hashem, but will transform into becoming followers of Hashem. In the next section of this mizmor, there's a request for guidance and a thank you for future salvation. Horeini Hashem derech echad levavti ira, yirei lirei shemecha. Teach me your ways, Hashem. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. This is a central verse for the mizmor, where David seeks spiritual guidance. Unite my heart, achid levavti, means removing distractions and achieving complete focus on serving Hashem. David is asking Hashem to help him act with sincerity and integrity. Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12, Odecha Hashem Elokai b'chol levavi, I will thank you, Hashem, my God, with all my heart, v'chavda shimcha li'olam, and I will honor your name forever. Yud Gimel ki chastacha gadol alai, for your kindness towards me is great. V'tzalta nafshi mish'ol tachteha, you have saved my soul from the depths of the grave. These verses express David HaMelech's personal gratitude to Hashem for his constant kindness and salvation. Hashem saved David's soul from Sheol, meaning he was rescued from imminent danger or despair. The phrase Sheol Tachteha refers to the lowest depths of the grave, highlighting just how dire David's situation had been. This verse parallels many other mizmorim where David describes his personal struggles and salvation, reinforcing the theme that no matter how dark things may seem, Hashem's kindness is always present. In the next section, verses 14 to 17, we talk about the deliverance from enemies. The final verse is, encapsulate David HaMelech's plea for divine assistance and his unwavering trust in Hashem's mercy. Verse 14, Elokim zedim kamu alai, Hashem, arrogant ones have risen against me. Vadat aritzim, a band of ruthless men, bakshu nafshi, seek my soul. V'lo yisamchumucha lenegdam, they have not placed you before them. David describes his persecutors, arrogant and ruthless men who seek to harm him. The phrase "velo samucha lenegdam" emphasizes that these enemies act without fear of Hashem, making them particularly dangerous. Verse 15: "Vata Hashem kerachum v'chanun," but you, Hashem, are a compassionate and gracious God, erech apayim, slow to anger, v'rav chesed ve'emet, and abundant in kindness and truth. David contrasts his enemies' cruelty with Hashem's boundless mercy. This description of Hashem echoes the Yud Gimel Midot Harachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, emphasizing that even in the face of evil, Hashem remains compassionate. Verse 16, a personal plea, Pnei Eli, turn to me, v'chanini, and be gracious to me. Tina uzecha l'avdecha, grant your might to your servant, v'oshia l'ven amatecha, and save the son of your maidservant. David humbly asks for Hashem's attention and help. Verse 17, Asei mi ot l'tova, grant me a sign for good, v'yir'u son ai, and let my enemies see it, v'yevoshu, and be ashamed, ki ata Hashem, for you Hashem, azartani v'nichamtani, have helped me and comforted me. David asks for a visible sign of divine favor, not just for himself, but so that his enemies will recognize Hashem's justice and be ashamed of their actions. David seeks not only personal reassurance, but also a demonstration of Hashem's involvement in the world as a public Kiddush Hashem. In summary, Tehillim 86 is a powerful mizmor that expresses both deep humility and unwavering faith. David's words remind us that turning to Hashem in times of trouble is not only about seeking help. It is about recognizing Hashem's greatness and striving for a closer connection to him. This parak, placed in the heart of Book 3, serves as David's personal voice amidst the national struggles described in the Mizmorim of Asaph and Bnei Korach. His trust in Hashem's mercy and justice mirrors the themes of divine intervention and ultimate redemption seen throughout this section of Tehillim. I wanted to end with a powerful message we can all take from this mizmor into our own personal lives. As we saw, this parak is a heartfelt tefillah of David HaMelech filled with pleas for Hashem's mercy, protection, and guidance. Yet, despite his distress, David speaks with confidence and with trust, as if Hashem has already responded. This mizmor provides a powerful model for how we can daven with faith, believing that Hashem hears and answers our prayers. David opens with a direct cry for help, Hatei Hashem Aznai, incline your ear, Hashem. Aneni ki ani ve'avion ani, answer me for I am poor and needy. At first, this seems like a desperate plea, but as the mizmor continues, David expresses certainty that Hashem is already helping him. He declares with confidence, B'yom tzarati ekrecha ki ta'aneni, on the day of my distress I will call to you, for you will answer me. David does not say maybe Hashem will answer. He speaks as if the answer is already on its way. This is the essence of davening with emunah, not just pleading for salvation, but trusting that Hashem is already responding, even if we cannot see it yet. One of the most powerful aspects of David's tefillah is his ability to express gratitude before salvation arrives. He proclaims, Odecha Hashem Elokai, I will thank you Hashem b'chol levavi with all my heart, v'chavta shimcha li'olam, and I will honor your name forever. David doesn't wait until he sees the results. He thanks Hashem in advance, knowing that whatever Hashem does is ultimately for the best. This is indeed a profound lesson for us in our own tefillah. Instead of approaching Hashem with uncertainty, we should daven with the confidence that he hears us and is already guiding events towards what is best for us. Applying this mindset to our tefillah can be transformative. Instead of solely pleading, we should also express trust, shifting from Hashem, please help me, to Hashem, I know you are helping me. When we daven, we should believe that Hashem's response is already in motion, even if we do not see it yet. By incorporating gratitude into our prayers, even before we see the outcomes, we cultivate a deeper level of emunah and connection with Hashem. May we learn from David HaMelech to daven not only with requests, but with the unwavering certainty that Hashem has already begun answering us. Thank you for studying Le'iloi Nishmot Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shevita Pleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day, sponsored by their grandchildren Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.